Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story: at LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva is speaking out again this morning in defense of deputies and other department employees who have been refusing to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He has repeatedly said he won't enforce the county's vaccine mandate for sheriff's deputies and says it would become a serious threat to public safety if it leads to mass resignations over the issue. The county has also required all of its employees to at least register their vaccination status on an online portal, even if they haven't gotten shots, but many sheriff's deputies have refused to even do that. LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn tells KNX the sheriff needs to show better leadership.
Every other department in the county of Los Angeles is stepping up and getting vaccinated, and we have no mass exodus in any other department in the county of Los Angeles.
Hahn pointed out that COVID is killing more law enforcement officers around the country than anything else. She says she's not sure why Sheriff Villanueva is going around making these comments, which she says are irresponsible. Now, unlike the L.A. Sheriff's Department, the Los Angeles Police Department says it's getting down to the wire for anyone resisting being vaxxed for COVID.
The clock is ticking ever closer to the moment LAPD employees all will need to declare their vaccine status. LAPD Chief Michael Moore told Civilian Oversight Commissioners those who haven't yet will be asked to do so by their managers.
As of last Friday, 1,357 that we do not show a vaccination status. Those are the first individuals that we will be meeting with to provide them a notice of mandatory vaccination requirements, 48 hours in which to identify that status and enter into an agreement.
The majority of that number, those employees, are sworn officers of the Los Angeles Police Department, and he indicates the department expects to comply with the city council's decision that for those who aren't vaccinated, twice weekly virus testing will be mandatory at the employees' expense. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A focus on priorities has become increasingly important in trying to resolve the backlog at the ports.
Nearly half of all imports coming into the Port of Los Angeles have been sitting on the docks for more than 9 days. That's according to the executive director, Gene Sirocco, speaking on CNBC.
It's getting this product off the dock that is just so imperative.
Prioritizing at this point which containers to move.
We're already seeing major customers and liner companies say, okay, we don't need those right now. Let's move them to the side and focus on the parts for factories and the goods that need to get to market for the holidays and move them through quickly.
Companies that let their containers sit for too long are supposed to be fined now, and Sirocco thinks that's helping. He and the director of the Long Beach Port Complex will be addressing state lawmakers tomorrow in a special hearing on the problems and possible solutions. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A month after a Southern California offshore oil spill, environmental advocates say they plan to sue the federal government over the failure to review and update plans for platforms off the Huntington Beach Coast. The Center for Biological Diversity says it has sent notice to the Secretary of the Interior of its intent to sue. The group says the government approved plans for a cluster of oil platforms in the 1980s and that they are still running but were expected to wind down production nearly 15 years ago. The mystery over what looked like a man flying a jetpack near LAX could be solved. The FBI and FAA say it appears pilots probably just saw human-shaped balloons that made it thousands of feet into the air. Retired United Airlines pilot and local aviation analyst Ross Amer tells KNX this explanation makes the most sense.
Things go by pretty quickly, especially if you're seeing this from peripheral vision. So it's in the back of the pilot's mind that there are such things as jetpacks. And when they see something that looks like it, they automatically believe it was a jetpack.
Images from an LAPD helicopter crew that were recently released show a human-shaped balloon last year, thousands of feet in the air. It looked like, what's this? A human-sized Jack Skellington from A Nightmare Before Christmas. There have been three sightings of the alleged jetpack flyer near LAX. Two were last year. The most recent was in late July of this year. A judge in Orange County has ruled in favor of Johnson & Johnson and other drug companies in a big opioid lawsuit filed by L.A. County, Orange County, and other local governments. The plaintiffs say they will appeal. The judge said they did not prove the drug companies used deceptive marketing to inflate prescriptions of their painkillers.
The pharmaceutical company's position is that the onus has to be on the doctors. They have to bear some responsibility because they're the ones that prescribe the medication. And then on the other hand, we have the patients who take these medications. And so the onus should be shifted.
San Francisco-based attorney and legal analyst Kara Nance tells KNX no judge has bought that argument in the past. All other rulings in the big opioid cases have gone against the drug makers. Johnson & Johnson was ordered in 2019 to pay $465 million in reimbursement for tax money spent fighting the opioid crisis. A four-year-old filly has died from a training injury it suffered at Santa Anita Park. It happened on Sunday, which was the last day of the fall racing season. The horse becomes the 19th to die at Santa Anita in the 2021 calendar year. A new report from AAA finds driving behavior across the country is getting better in some areas.
We're talking about behaviors like red light running, drowsy driving, and driving impaired while on marijuana or alcohol. Those activities have actually declined in the last 3 years.
But Doug Shoup with AAA tells KNX some dangerous driving behaviors are still problems like speeding and using handheld phones. He says speeding was especially a problem early in the pandemic when the roads weren't as busy. A lot of open highways and even open surface streets, people just flew down there. He says preliminary numbers from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration find more than 8,000 people were killed in car wrecks in just the first 3 months of this year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.